you don't put the flag up, they won't take the mail. Them's the rules. All right, let's check things out. Gas, that's enough gas to get to the stop. So I'm not gonna get gas. Should I get cash? No. Fuck it. It's 2018. Cashless society! Got my other sunglasses, but it's okay because I got these sunglasses. I've got
I'm trying. trying to leave the best for later. But pussy trying to put me on the respirator. The old skateboard Pete, that's your favorite. Me and 20 girls doing yoga naked. Frequency high, like a spaceship. She say that she like it, that she been exposed. The Gandalf hat and the wear ass clothes. That's coming out saw and the buffalo. I know gorillas yeah. with the triggers that's on a banana clip and packing with the biggest missiles. These niggas is knocking over vehicles. These niggas ain't waiting to see niggas. These niggas ain't trying to hear these niggas. These niggas like chopping down trees, niggas. These niggas want you drinking and squeeze, niggas. These niggas hit the weed and the lean, niggas. Gee, nigga. If you got two holes, you need to let one go. Two half holes, you need to let one go. All these drones, why y'all so drunk? Never honest, guy. I'm trying to let y'all know. Ain't no standards, I'ma set one, though. Big ass bag, but no mess and though. All that war, we need to let that go. That boring business, I'ma get that hoe. Young nigga, move that dope. Y'all nigga move that dope, baby move that dope, baby move that dope. Y'all nigga move that dope. Y'all nigga move that dope. Y'all nigga move that dope, baby move that dope, baby move that dope. Y'all nigga 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 move that dope. Like a bad job. How you think about that coach? With no room. Y'all nigga cash line. Pass him in a purse. Pass him in his ass. Y'all nigga about to pass up. Twins are behind him. Got some in the car. Y'all nigga about to smash up. Me with the line. Say you got some rich. Y'all first about to die. Come on. Quick truck. Roller gonna drop it now. Got the tag to the lunch. Slash.
Where you from, homie? gon' get at you later. You square up, win some, lose some. Might even save the day like John Witherspoon, son. Homies almost out after 8 to 10 years, but I'ma say something that he might hate to hear. Look, now that I'm a grown man, 30-something years, and I'm out here trying to throw hands, it's green light for me to blast a motherfucker. So you better think twice before you ask a motherfucker. Where you from, homie?
Six, four. focus when it cracks through. Hunters, that's a fistful.
That's right.
I stand over that stone with that brick up.
What about
shit don't work out? Fucking my wrist up.
Yeah. Just turned 2 to 3 and a half.
What?
And it's still fire, ain't through the bag. Gucci cuffs with snakes on the back. I keep my pants shorter. Packs more, low top rocky, get shit booming.
Scrubbing dust up the ass when you're falling up with aces, number 4, 4, 5. If this is 98, I would've fucked Lord. My dog lost 100 bags, he got 100 more.
It's fire. I gave 20 to my little niggas. Break it all down to get this bigger picture. Elevate in my bitch house. Shot the fuck in the bitch house. Went from the shit, shot the crack over.
Bought a brick, nigga gave me 2 pigs over. I'm the illest, I put that on my life. A rap nigga blood, I put that on my life. The D squared jacket was lavender and white. Me and alligator bite, 20 racks, get a half a key tonight.
Yo, you ain't got me half for the price. Shooting ain't hit shit, what's the clap when it bites? Just smash in the Christ. These niggas wanna hate me. Niggas out of pass, wanna pay me. 4 pound left on save me.
Imagine being in the studio doing this. And you're like, oh, okay, let me go over and do my ad libs. I just need something. I just need something. This part. Skrrr! All right, that's good. All right, that's it. Let's wrap it up.
Hit the nigga with the dummy grip. Locked up the Ohio Neo money grip.
50 rounds back to back, let a 100 rip. Nigga screaming like a bitch with his stomach hit high.
The nigga brains hit the ceiling. Thank God for drug dealing.
And my heart kitchen with the old side. Uncle told me how to make the stove dry.
Hey, yo, this shit chug like Zach Levine. Warm media team with low green.
Amount I spent, got
got a treaty with Tahiti, cause I own a percent that gear I wear for every day. Boutique from France to the USA. And I make all the money from the rhymes I invent. So it really doesn't matter how much I spend, because yo, I make fresh rhymes daily. You burn me? Really? Think, just blink, and I've made a million rhymes. Just imagine if you blink a million times. Damn, I'd be paid. Everything I want, I got made, I wanted gear. Got everything from cotton to suede, I wanted lay. I didn't beg, I just got laid. My hair was growing too long, so I got me a fader when my dishes got dirty. I got cascaded when the weather was hot. I got a spot in the shade. I'm wise because I rise to the top of my grade. Wanted peace on earth, so to God I prayed. Some kids across town thought I was afraid they couldn't harm me. I got the army brigade, I'm not a traitor. If what you got is greater, I'll trade, but maybe later. Cause my waiter made the tainted alligator souffle. I got it made, I got it made, I got it made, I got it made.
Tesla in front of me. Going the fucking speed limit. Like, what are we doing? The whole point of this thing is like, ah, the Tesla, it'll... Fuck this. Go around this fucking Tesla. Matching speed with the car in front of this is good. Thanks. The worst kind of person. Fucking roll call on this motherfucker is what I'm gonna do. Shit. What button do I have to hit? How do I roll call? Can someone look that up? Can we? Oh well, he's fallen too far behind now. We've missed our coal rolling window. Such is life. You gotta seize these opportunities when they arise. You get caught slipping on this sort of stuff, and now no coal got rolled. This is what are we even doing? Might as well turn around, go back to bed.
101 South San Rafael and State Route 1 South San Francisco.
Yes, less.
Straight for 14 minutes to exit 438, State Route 1 South, 19th Avenue, Golden Gate Park.
Into sound. This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
fever was still coming up from Lent. So I start my mission, leave my residence, thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money. I used to be a stick up kid, so I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, roll up, roll up. I used to roll up, roll up. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. If I strive, then maybe I stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, this man who I miss. A pen and a paper, a stereo, a tape for me and Eric being a nice big plate of this, which is my favorite dish. But without the money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. Soon as I test to see if I got pulled, hit the studio, cause I'm paid.
Reported ahead.
Oh shit.
to exit 438, State Route 1 South, 19th Avenue, Golden Gate Park.
Buzzing overhead, spitting fly game. Nowadays, cats be getting paid and laid up off of my name. Wait a minute, take a number, made a visit to your village with this fresh baked biscuit and stay consistent. Breaking in the heads ain't as difficult when half of them are tripping over how they missed the boat. The key is control, but your flow is in tribes. Keep it in my soul, take it with when I die. Plug that mic in and make heaven get live. Turn a goofy to an angel when she 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, and 3, and 2, and 1. And when I'm on the mic, all your homegirls come down with AMG slug, and you're not. And I got more rhymes than rappers who got shot.
Exit right to exit 438, State Route 1 South, 19th Avenue, Golden Gate Park.
You know.
Continue straight for 20 minutes to Junipero Serra Boulevard.
What's your name, though? I'm in the SC4 double up, sitting real low, stick in the flow of the hub, won't be to come swoop. Take a full ride in my bootleg Lexus, but the bitch ain't got no gas then, so I burn her like Fast Freddy. Hit me on the first when your mail is coming, and maybe we can go to the mall or something.
Yeah, yeah, shit for the mile. I'm realer than $100 bill with the line across. When Christmas come around, that's Santa Claus. Santa, do you know he's holding? Bet you that nigga say that's my family. We used to purr, grind, churr, grind, drip, wine, grandma. Cause we were drinking red almost every day.
Cardiac is cool, but I'm on gin. The Santa Claus beat, a new Mac 10.
Click shit makes some motherfuckers night. Niggas listen to it cause it's right. Cricket twisted up.
Red light camera reported ahead.
Riding sideways.
Yes. I'm riding sideways this way, that way. I'm riding sideways this way, that way. I'm riding sideways this way, that way. I'm riding sideways this way, that way.
This type of shit go thriller.
I'm riding city to city, city to city. Me and so get your toilet paper, cause it's gonna get shit. I hit the highway going east.
East.
22 ounces of beach. I'm playing this game cause a nigga my age me. I met her last night and today she pays me. Wanna know if you legit can kick it tonight. Only 6'10", way too tough.
But age ain't nothing but a number. Baby got a head done by Shonda.
Shonda.
19, 11 and up. If you bleed, you get rubber. No, not me. I beat the boots down with a 2x4. Every fucking day is a holiday. Celebration. Bitches acting crabby, that means she's on her administration. I be like fucking them up like this, that to the highest height. Talking most shit than colitis. A strut out in my Cutlass Supreme on a fry truck. Riding sideways.
I'm riding sideways this way, that'll I'm riding sideways this way, that'll
and that
I'm riding sideways this way, that'll work.
Curb is working, running all into the curb.
I'm riding sideways this way, that'll work.
See, I'm a hog, nigga. Beverly Hillbilly. Neck, bone, socks, pills, poking beans, and chili. Just like a nigga selling. We like to kick it silly. We girl, you take a kick, a boot, smooth about the telly. Cause they out there bad, ain't satisfied. Hoes just wanna be pacified. But I can't do no justice, cause the justice ain't to be did. Bitch, you're using too much red.
Now I've been on the break, niggas off. Hard type of saw. Line them up, chalk them up as a loss.
Red light camera reported ahead.
Let her see my old school dancing around. Kick the promos came and they closed up shop. Kick splash to the hood and we made that hot. You see the shit don't stop.
Stop,
motherfuckers pop. Seven deuce drop. Coney air shots. Riding through the shit like Racer X. And if a motherfucker flex, bring back your neck.
Back your neck.
Running red lights in the right of way.
How we gonna get it down?
We get a side of way.
I don't see a red light camera here. Oh, I guess it's next to
I'm riding sideways this way, that way. I'm riding sideways this way, that way.
Thank you. same time a man is murdered, the beginning and end. As far as rap go, it's only natural I explain my plateau and also what defines my name. First it was nasty, the times have changed. Ask me now, I'm the artist, but hardcore, my signs for pain. I spent time in the game, kept my mind on fame. Saw fiends shoot up and do lines of cocaine. Saw my close friend shot, flatline of my same. That depends, carry MAC-10s to practice my aim. On rooftops, tape CD covers the trees. Line a barrel up with your weak pitch and squeeze. Street scriptures for lost souls in the crossroads.
Alright, that's a red light camera.
Hustling for cars that cost dough. To the big dogs living large, taking it light.
Put it in a yellow light camera.
Enjoying your life is what you make it. Suicide, few try to take it. Bill tied around a neck and jail cells naked. Heaven and hell, rap legend, presence is felt. And of course, NAS are the letters that spell. System every night now.
Decided to stop, and then there were like three cop cars, so it's a good thing I decided to stop instead of like kind of half running a red light. Would be questionable.
This gangsta shit, and it's the motherfucking thanks I get. Hello, I started this gangsta shit, and and it's the motherfucking thanks I get.
Villain blows up your spot. Take your notebook, your bitch, and your clock. This motherfucker thought the coochie had a padlock. You slapped her ass, that's alarming. Cause she want my worm like Carmen. We chin check niggas, them thin check niggas. My trains don't go niggas, beware these four niggas. Scaring motherfuckers like Stephen King flicks. Making niggas clear the room like a dyke fleeing dick. Making seconds to none shit, nigga like quick. So when I bomb first, nigga, who you rolling with? Fuck that ice on your wrist, fuck your fine ass bitch. Cause you can lose it in a tussle, nigga, watch me hustle. Watch niggas kiss my ass without flexing a muscle. All in the back, they knees waiting to buckle. Same time, same channel, don't change the dial. Niggas for life, fucking your wife, these niggas wild.
Hello.
I started this gangsta shit, and it's the motherfucking thanks I get.
Hello.
I started this gangsta shit, and it's the motherfucking thanks I get.
Hello.
Did I fall off? Got you in your room, ripping every chronic poster on your wall off. It's cause I put away the sawed off. Now I got you sitting back with a smirk, listening with your arms crossed. Questioning Dre's credibility.
What?
Wondering if it's still in me to do.
Police reported ahead.
As if I need to make more. I got a mansion and six cars that I paid for.
Suck my dick.
Hello. We came a long way from not giving a fuck. Selling tapes out of a trunk to moving this far up. Now we got the whole world starstruck. Made a million plus and still don't give a motherfuck. Motherfucker, I'm Drake. I don't need your respect. I don't need to make another album, bitch. I don't gotta do shit. I do it because I want to, not to stay in the game. Fuck the fame. I'm still staying the same, little bitch.
Hello.
I started this gangsta shit, and it's the motherfucking thanks I get.
Hello.
I started this gangsta shit, and it's the motherfucking thanks I get.
Hello.
Szechuan Taste Restaurant. Something about using the word taste in the name of a restaurant. I don't know what it is. Sticks out. I mean, it sticks out. I guess that's a good thing. Even if it just sounds kind of like something about it. The Szechuan Taste Restaurant. Sounds kind of gross. Sounds kind of gross.
I'm
They calling me Aldo Capone, sweat me. She didn't want to let me loose, come get me. As if you want to sip the juice, cause the streets await me. So I take my gun off safety. Cause a lot of niggas hate me coming out of the building. They set me up, sprayed with automatics. They wet me up, in the puddle with blood. I lay close to the edge. I guess I didn't know the ledge.
To the right to Junipero Serra Boulevard. Stay to the right to Junipero Serra Boulevard. Watch out, pothole on road ahead. Continue straight for 6 minutes to exit 43A, I-380, to US 101, SF International Airport.
San Mateo County Fair. Holy shit.
to exit 43A, I-380, to US 101, SF International Airport. Watch out, hazard reported ahead.
Yep, that's right.
Exit 43A, I-380, to US 101, SF International Airport. Long-term parking. Stay to the right to exit 7, South Airport Boulevard, rental car return, long-term parking. Then turn right on South Airport Boulevard.
On his double-edged sword. Whether rapping or I'm rapping to an orb, might reach back and relap the rapping up his roar.
Turn right on South Airport Boulevard.
You really gem stars. I'm like D-Rose. No D-League. I'm like these clothes. 88 Jordan leaping from the free throw. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards.
In half a mile, turn left on rental car returns.
5 bricks move work like sure. Hit Delaware twice, needed 25 more. I see flaw, cracks in your diamond.
The thing they don't tell you is that you need to make a right turn before you can make that left turn. That's a weird, it's a bad direction.
Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Clean up bitch living, say I bought a Michael Kors. Every car driven was decided by the horse. Keep the sticker in the window case you wonder what it costs. How could you relate when you ain't never been great? And rely on rap money to keep food upon your plates, nigga. I might script on my birthday. 36 years of doing dirt like it's Earth Day. God.
Nope, never mind. I'm an idiot. I fucked up. That was the wrong turn. But they still didn't. They still didn't say turn right. Oh. It just says turn
left because it curves around. I need to be over there. I'm not there. I need to be over there.
But I'm not there.
I'm on cocaine. I'm like, yo, man. What? I broke in straight from Oakland, holding my dick like a US Open trophy. What up to hyphy? Y'all don't know me. Dirt nasty, ass cheeks, spread wide, G string to the side. One drink, Cavassier.
In a quarter of a mile, turn left on 6th Avenue.
Throwing up on my brand new mink coat. And I'm doing coke. Y'all can't hold my dog, bro. Now I'm called a boat. Play for me. Go, go, voice with your lady. I lived through the 80s. And shit was crazy. Everybody wanna know my name. Bring the pain and pop champagne. Every girl wanna hold my chain when I fuck their brains out on the bus. I got a gold chain.
Turn left on 6th Avenue.
What? I walked in, stoned as hell. White lines, gold gazelles. Hotel on Sunset.
In 500 feet, turn left on Pine Street. Then turn left. Turn left on Pine Street. Then turn left on 7th Avenue.
This ain't no hands across America. I shine like Morrissey on Hennessy on Christmas Eve. No, not more like Morris Day on Hella Yang.
Turn left on 7th Avenue, then turn right on San Bruno Avenue.
Everybody wanna know my name. Bring the pain and pop champagne. Every girl wanna hold my chain when I fuck their brains out on the bus. I got a gold chain.
Turn right on San Bruno Avenue.
It showed us in that way, me. And tell your girl to stop paging me.
What? What have your queer party friends?
I got a gold chain. I'm on cocaine.
In a quarter of a mile, turn right on North McDonald Road. North McDonald Road. In a quarter of a mile, turn left on Rental Car Returns.
Hey, yo, my phone's on. I gotta get my rub on some thought, though. So, all the three buckets up on while we get
you fucking suck. Oh.
Turn left on Rental Car Returns.
Nah.
In 800 feet, turn left, then turn left. Turn left on West Area Drive, then turn left on North McDonald Road. Turn left on North McDonald Road.
Hey, pretty lady, you looking to party?
Yeah.
300 feet. Turn right on North McDonald Road.
All right.
Okay. Here's this thing.
All right. I'll hold on to it.
Okay. All right. Now we can do this for real.
Yep.
Everything up until now has been just practice.
Turn right on North McDonald Road.
Is this, do I do what?
You can go anywhere along here.
Yeah.
No, he'll get you there. Hello, Chad. How's it going?
How did your rental car return experience go?
It was fine. I never have enough people actually, like, scanning those things. I was standing there for, like, 15 minutes before someone finally was like, hey, do you need a receipt?
In a quarter
like,
of
yeah,
a mile.
Yeah, yeah, I kind of do.
Stay to the right to I-380 west to I-280 San Bruno, US 101 south, San
but
Jose.
But my Chevy Cruze handled things well.
Quality automobile.
I assume we're doing the usual Del Taco.
Yeah, sure.
Stop.
Yeah.
Why stop now?
Yeah. It got us this far.
Matthew Wilson asks, what compels you guys to do this every year? I mean, a 6-hour drive has to be rough, right?
I don't know. Not so bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's not the most pleasant drive in the world. It's just something that I'm so used to now that it feels weird when I don't do it.
Yeah, I think there's that, and like, I don't have to pack efficiently because I don't have to fucking get on an airplane.
Yeah.
So I just gotta bring whatever. Like a knife? Want to bring a knife?
You could do that.
I could do that.
Stay to the right to I-380 west to I-280 San Bruno, US 101 south, San Jose.
Yeah, there's just sort of like a clockwork thing to it with me, where it's like if I don't do it like at least one way or the other, it just feels like I haven't actually done
E3. Yeah. You know, and like if I wasn't driving today, I would be flying today, and the difference is like 3 hours.
Yeah, about 3 hours, and you know that's factoring in like the amount of time you have to spend going through security and just dicking around an airport.
Right. I would have to drive here, basically where we are now, anyway, and then get here an hour early, and then sit on an hour flight, and then get to LA, and then take a car, like get out of that airport, then take a car to the hotel. Like, that is faster unless there's a flight delay. What actually started it was 1 year leaving L.A. after E3, like, there was a radar malfunction and the whole airport was down. No flights.
Oh, that's not good.
So it was this mad dash to the car rental for people who, you know, trying to get out of there, trying to get the last rental car. And me and Ben Stahl rented a fucking very cushy Cadillac and drove back, and it was nice, it was relaxing. It was like, yeah, this is actually like a good post E3 thing.
Yeah,
and I don't think I've flown
turn
since.
Left, Y380 west, US 101 north.
I just feel like any flight that takes less than 2 hours just feels wrong to me. It feels like you wasted an airplane.
I don't know, I don't really like driving to Las Vegas.
Turn left. I don't like doing anything in Las Vegas.
To
going to there, going
sure.
from there,
sure.
spending time
yep.
there,
yeah.
thinking about it.
Yep.
It's one of the wilder things about living in the Northeast, because there's so many small states kind of
yeah.
condensed next to each other. like, people who don't live here don't understand that, and they're like, oh, you're just driving to LA, whatever. Like, ah, well, I mean, yeah, like, kind of whatever, but also, like, that's a 6.5 hour drive. It's not like...
Yeah. 380 West, US 101 North. Then stay to the left, I-380 West.
Like, it's the equivalent of driving from, like, D.C. down to Florida.
Sure.
In terms of, like, overall distance.
Whereas, you know, by the same token, whenever anyone talks about how they drove through three states, I'm like, Jesus!
Stay to the left,
why?
West to I-280, San Diego.
I didn't just go on a road trip? Like, what are you taking, making a week of it?
People are saying DC to Florida is like 16 hours. Fair enough.
No.
Drive. I am judging that man very hard for his driving.
Yeah.
There's also just something very calming about the I-5 and its shittiness.
Yep.
Like, just the complete desolation of it.
Yeah. The same fucking signs about
in half a mile.
Goddamn stay government and water.
The fucking Congress created Dust Bowl.
Yeah. Occasionally convenient to have a car down there.
Yes. For instance, if you want to go to anywhere that isn't near... I don't actively hate Los Angeles as, like, a larger entity, but I do really hate the area around the LA Convention Center.
It sucks.
Like, downtown LA sucks ass.
I have no idea. I had forgotten about them completely.
Yep.
Until a few days ago.
You don't play those fucking Warriors games, why wouldn't you? Because that's like the only thing they put out with any regularity.
Right.
Chaos.
Yeah, I guess Devolver was teasing something.
Yeah.
Sure.
Papa Shock asks, Jeff, can you tell us the story of the video game Dead or Alive?
Okay, there's, Fabe Douglas wants to have a fighting tournament on a boat, and then at the same time there's a guy in a beret in the desert fighting a bunch of faceless troops, and at the same time there's ninjas trying to figure out the identity of one of the other ninjas, and then at the same time there's a company trying to create a perfect fighting clone.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zach is a Dennis Rodman lookalike who has an island where he just wants pretty ladies to play volleyball all day.
Right.
And touch butts. I think that's the whole story.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
When does Kevin Nash enter the equation?
He's the father of a young wrestling lady who enters the tournament, and then he decides to enter it as well.
Right.
I have to assume that in the movie, Kevin Nash plays the wrestler.
He does.
Okay.
I say that because I have actually watched the DOA movie.
How'd that go?
Not so good. It's not so good.
Oh. That's weird.
It's not the worst video game movie because it's just stupid.
Yeah.
Like, it has no real pretensions of being anything other than just incredibly stupid. So I can kind of respect that.
Ready but weird.
Yeah.
Something
just off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've kind of felt that this entire run up to
E3. Yeah.
I don't really know how to place it or what it is.
Yeah, it's just something different about the whole thing.
Like, it all just feels sketchy in a way.
Yep.
It's not just the number of leaks or whatever, which have definitely been kind of ridiculous, but
yeah.
I just don't get the same level of, like, oh, we know what we're doing, we've got this, from, like, literally everyone I've talked to about E3.
Yep. This seems like the year that everyone we've talked to has been operating under the assumption, like, ah, it'll turn out fine.
Yeah.
We've been doing this, like, eh, it'll be fine, whatever. It's like, all right, yeah, yeah.
You know, we'll get down there, it'll start, it'll be the usual cavalcade of usual fuck-ups, but also, you know, the stuff we expect.
Right.
Right.
this other playlist.
Oh, yeah?
What? Stop. What do we...
Do you want me to do it?
Maybe that's a...
What's the playlist? I'll pick it up.
It's the playlist that people have been editing and still can edit on the fly.
What is it called? The Great Drive Experiment?
That's the one.
All right.
Just hit shuffle on that fucking mess.
All right, here we go.
See what they've done to us. Is this the new Gorillaz?
I think it might be.
Gorillaz?
I think it's recent Gorillaz.
Never really a thing I felt like I needed.
Yeah, I'm not against it.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm fine with Dave and Albarn just running that shit as long as he likes.
Watch out, vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
No vehicle on the shoulder.
Yeah.
I think I would feel a little bit better about Gorillaz if they dropped the whole thing and just were like, we're
just a band now. We're no longer cartoons.
Yeah. Like, hey, look. We know that you know that we know. We're just gonna make some music.
Like, I think it was neat for that first album.
Yeah.
And that first tour. But, yeah, I think the novelty kind of wore off.
And, like, you know, still use the art here and there. But at some point, like, well, I guess actually that's probably what they're kind of doing. I don't know. I wonder if their live show is still, like, behind a curtain.
Yeah. Like, I always kind of like the way that the Death Clock dudes did it, where they like they had the screen with the band guys up above them, but the band was just there.
Right.
You could just watch them.
Yeah, that seems reasonable. Already ready for iPhone. Blew away a Tesla earlier, if it makes you feel any better.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
Safe bet that if you don't know what it is, it's
anime music.
Okay.
Maybe even a cover of anime music.
Ah.
Sing that shit!
Look, the guy, he's putting his whole ass in.
Yep. That's all that I can take.
That's fair. Oh, here we go. Okay, this is an actual jam. As anime jams go, this is an actual jam.
Is this a cover?
No, I think this is okay. This is just the song from Persona 5.
Okay.
I think it's a slight remix, but yeah, this is pretty much it. This is a good soundtrack.
It seemed good, but, you know, kind of having lost interest in the game.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't really have the game to tie to the soundtrack, so... I think I need to get it going.
That's fair. Crack it open.
You know, a little something I can set it off with.
Set it off? Thank you. I was watching Set It Off on television not 2 weeks ago.
How's it hold up?
Eh, you know, it's not the best movie, but it's all right.
Wi-Fi passwords.
regular thing that happens in rap now.
I can tell you three different songs now, including this one, that does. I mean, there are almost certainly more.
It's a weird subject to have come up repeatedly in a genre.
Yeah.
Hey Jeff, can you listen? Can you list Captain Sabahoe's greatest enemies?
It's just Lieutenant Roast a Botch.
Okay. You know, if we really wanted to capture the old school I-5 drive experience, we should be listening to nothing but Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, man.
I'm not saying we should actually do that.
Yeah.
That would be wrong.
I don't think I could.
Yeah. You know, I went back and listened to Riddlebox not that long ago.
Yeah, you know. I was talking to my wife the other day. What was the deal? Remember we played that show in Riverside?
We played a few.
The building that got shot at?
While we were there,
like, Dominic was out back, like, loading the van. We had already played.
Oh, boy. I had forgotten all about that. Yeah, I do remember that.
And I was trying to remember, like, the situation. Like, I think Dom was, like, laying down in the van or something.
Yes. Yeah, what place was that?
Someone shot it. It was, like, a coffee house or something.
Yeah, yeah. It was
like, a food or some kind of restaurant-type place.
I do remember this.
Someone put two in the building.
And I don't think anyone ever figured out if it was on purpose or if someone's gun just, like, went off and it was firing in a direction and just ended up there or what. Yes, I do remember that. Like, when I think of that, I think of, like, the Showcase Theater in, like, Corona and some of that. Like, I don't remember what that venue was, though.
Right.
Because they played a couple of different places in Riverside.
I remember leaving the venue not long after that.
Yeah. I think we took off.
I guess maybe we should go.
Yeah.
People are fucking shooting at this place. Maybe leave.
God, the sheer amount of stuff I've even forgotten from that time.
Yeah. It's like a bunch of stuff you've forgotten and a bunch of stuff that has been seared into your memory.
Oh, yeah.
In the worst possible way.
Like the Happy Inn and everything that happened at the Happy Inn is just emblazoned on my brain for eternity.
Yep. Like that night and then the rest of that weekend, the rest of that tour, the aftermath of that.
Yep.
Like, ugh.
Yeah, that wasn't the one where we went to the whiskey, was it? Like, that wasn't part of that tour?
Yeah.
That was the whiskey show?
The last night of that. And it was like we drove back to San Francisco, played the whiskey. No. That wasn't the L.A. The whiskey. No. It was the...
Was it the one where
we drove back to San Francisco and played...
Bottom of the Hill?
Bottom of the Hill.
Right. Was that... Bloodhound Gang?
That was Bloodhound Gang.
Okay. Because I think we did two big-ish shows there. It was that, and it was when we opened for Save Ferris. But I think you had left by that point.
Yeah, I was not there for that.
Next door to the KFC with the buffet, that was like Merced or something.
That was Merced. That was the Fatty Mocha.
Okay, right.
The coffee shop.
Yeah.
Which I do not believe is still there.
No, if you look it up, you can still find stuff, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't believe it is still there and open.
do not know the fate of Rico's Tees and Greens, however.
Rico's Tees and Greens is also on.
Okay.
Well, Kate having to know what happened to Rico's Tees and Greens.
Spite of hand, I believe it was with an F, not a PH, Fatty Mocha.
Yeah.
That is an important distinction, but I believe it was F-A-T-T-Y. I'm all about this funky shit.
Yeah.
Thank you, whoever added this. You listen to that new Parliament album?
No. How is it?
I mean, for their first album in, I don't know, like, what, 30 years or something?
Yeah.
It's all right. You know, it's dumb, but it's all right.
Yeah, okay.
Enjoyable enough.
Continue straight for 15 minutes to exit 1A, US 101 South.
I still think the worst venue we ever played, not the most dangerous or anything, but the worst we ever played was that fucking warehouse in Sonora.
So the place where we went to the skate shop,
yes.
And the guy, and then the guy also ran the venue, and I remember that as being more of a fucking barn than a warehouse.
Yeah, it was, it could have existed as either.
Yeah. That was the place next door to the mini golf place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Brendan got the biggest cherry cokes they would sell us, and then I think we both got horrific diarrhea.
Yes, you did. I remember. Like, I think you went to a movie theater because you just needed to go somewhere that wasn't, like, boiling hot.
Right, yeah. Also, that place was a nightmare. You're right.
But yeah, the people who ran it were just, like, weird and shitty and, like, kept talking about how everyone in the town hated them because they had a fucking music venue.
Right.
And then, like, 9 people came to the venue, and also it was 100,000 degrees outside.
I remember there being a few more people there. I remember it being, like, decently attended.
So I think the first show we played there was like 30 or 35.
There's literally nothing else to fucking do in this town.
Yeah. Second time we went, nobody came.
They had all discovered meth by then.
Yep. My other favorite detail about that area is that there was actually a video game PR company out there. Reaper was out in that area.
They are still there in Twainhart. They are still there. Matt Atwood. Living it up in the Twainhart area.
That's where he is now?
Yeah.
Sounds like the movie Green Room. Yes, it does, but no Nazis. Sonora, as far as I could tell, was not a Nazi hotbed.
Damn.
It was just kind of shitty. I think we largely managed to avoid any white supremacist enclaves during our touring years.
Yeah. You know, maybe like one or two of those fucking idiots around the Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
Here occasionally, but
they almost always got into fights, and they would always get run out of the building halfway through a show.
Yeah, just, they never lasted.
Yeah. I got headbutted one by one in a fucking Slayer pit in Phoenix. Pretty hard. I went down.
Yeah.
By the time I got up, a bunch of people were kicking the shit out of him, so
worked out. I went to the Goodwill recently in Rotor Park. Just I was in the area and I was like, I wonder what if they got any video games. And I bought an Xbox copy of NFL Blitz 2002 or something.
Okay.
And a CD copy of Too Far Gone by The Conspiracy. I was like, well, I already have this on my computer, but this is, I'm going to buy this because it's hilarious that it's here.
I think it's like one of the few CDs I still own.
Yeah. Well, I paid $1.20 for it.
I started going down a rabbit hole of trying to track where all the people from that band ended up, and then I kind of fell apart once I got to the horn section.
Where is Scott McLaughlin now?
I had no idea.
He was in the army. He was in the military for a while,
I think. Yeah, I think he went into the army, and then I kind of lost track of where he ended up.
I don't know if that was before or after. Yeah, I think it was. Working at that barbecue place that's out western.
Yes. Yeah, him and Staples are the only two that I know are still in the area.
Yeah.
I think Madrone is still, too. I think. Who was that other fucking guitar player?
Shane.
Shane
worked at Washington Square when Scott and all them worked there.
Okay.
I'm the guy with the bass and drum going around like bum bum bum.
Oh, good. I love to go bum bum bum.
I know this about you.
I'm the guy with the bass and drum going around like bum bum bum. What's moving? I'm moving. I like just love bumping.
I don't know that I can handle this whole song.
No.
But I.
There's never a point when you're like, I need to hear that song.
Nope.
It doesn't exist.
Something with this.
God, the North Bay Assassins. I had not thought of them in a very long time.
It was just the Invalids, right? It was everyone from the Invalids.
Yes.
And like one more guy, maybe? Like one of their friends?
I think it was two of the guys from the Invalids and one other guy. Did they even put out an album, or was it just like...
The NBA? No, I don't even think they just played a couple of shows.
Yeah.
They were just like, hey, we wrote some rap songs as a goof, here it is.
Oh, you mean like Headboard?
And I was like, man, the rap songs you guys wrote as a goof are way better than the rap songs we wrote as a goof.
The Invalids were pretty alright, as local punk bands went.
Yeah.
from a toast machine.
Yes, where's toast machine now? Where's
I want to say
gherkin now.
I want to say last year I saw a toast machine on a bill.
I think
at
they
Phoenix.
Are still together. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they still play a few shows a year.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. That's great.
I mean, they're two guys. They can sure, just do whatever. Yeah. That's still pretty amazing.
I have zero tolerance policy when it comes to Jane's addiction.
Fair enough.
Like, when is the next Jeff Ott and Amanda split EP?
I have no idea what happened to Amanda, but I'm pretty sure Jeff Ott is still up in, like, fucking Cloverdale or whatever.
Yeah.
Doing his living off the land and avoiding taxes.
Sure. Never did sample that Amanda track.
You talked about it for a long time.
Yeah. It's still a good idea.
Yep. That said, you did live the dream and fucking perform the Jeff Ott Needle Exchange song during a show once.
Yeah. That's a good place to stop.
Yep. You damn near killed Tom Gaffey when you were doing that. I wanted that. I've never seen him just like all the color drain out of his face and him just double over with laughter quite like that.
Great. I like to think it was stuff like that why I could always go to him and say, I got a thing. We want to play a show. He's like, yeah, I get it. All right, sure.
Tim Tracy up for that, right?
Yep.
He was the one who played guitar.
Yeah. The video of that whole show is on my YouTube channel.
God. Never become big.
Nope. It's not even Big John.
There are already several of those, I would imagine.
Yeah. Though he is planning on changing his name to Lil John Stud. The son of Big John Stud.
I can see the resemblance.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that Lil Jon's hockey team did not win the Stanley Cup final.
Wait, Lil Jon has a hockey team?
Well, it's not his, but
okay.
His favorite. Like,
okay.
He was,
all right.
He was one of the prominent celebrity fans of the Vegas Golden Knights this year.
Ah, okay.
My favorite interview was them asking him about his, you know, his love of the team and sports coming to Vegas. It's like, yeah, man, you know, it's real exciting. I love Vegas. You know, I'm out in New York a lot, and I'm out in the, like, just naming all the other places that he lives and does work. He's like, but, you know, Vegas, you know, I come out here a lot. So, you know, this is my team.
Yep. That's as much of a reason as like, anyone in this country needs to have a hockey team.
Totally. And I enjoy the Golden Knights Cinderella run.
Is this their first season?
Yes.
That's
and they
great.
Made it to the finals.
That's cool. But they did not win?
They lost in five to the Capitals.
Okay.
Continue straight to exit 1A, US 101 South. Touch the soul,
basketball still happening?
Yes. Basketball is coming up on game four, I think, tonight.
Of the final finals.
Of the finals.
Okay. So it's E3 then?
Yeah. It might be over tonight because the Warriors are up 3-0.
Oh, wow.
Continue straight for 15 minutes.
Are the Warriors really that good, or is basketball just that broken?
The Warriors are that good. And this year was weird because it's the Cavs again. And the Cavs are, like, markedly worse than they were last year. Like, they got to the finals by sheer will of LeBron James hauling, like, 15 bench players into the finals.
Is he done with them after the season?
It sounds like it. Like, there's always the incredibly outside shot something could happen, but it seems like he's all but done.
It seems like either they build a better team around him or he go find some better team, that type of thing?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't seem like he has the patience for the people running that team anymore. There are other teams in the East and even in the West that I think will be good enough to shake things up a little bit in the next couple of years. But yeah, this has been a real dry patch of really there only being two teams that were making it to the finals.
Yeah.
Jaw, huh? All right.
Watch out, vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
With their hit song, Watch Out, Vehicle Stopped on Shoulder Ahead.
Mm-hmm. It's a new direction for them, but I like it.
This sucks. As soon as the singing started,
Last Jaw is generally better when they're screaming versus singing.
Do you think the screaming will start soon?
I don't know. I don't know this song at all, so I can't tell you.
Okay. I'm going to give it a little bit here. Nope. I thought that's where the screaming was going to start, and it didn't.
Yeah, it's not that song.
Rich homie Quan, I can get into.
Is Rich homie Quan still rich?
I don't know. Was he ever?
I don't think he'd call himself that if he wasn't.
You know, you're right. They wouldn't let him. I just wanted to hear him say, ooh, 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 a few times.
Oh, here we go.
Now we can move on to some fucking dope shit.
Now here's a jam.
Gangsta.
I played this during my drum stream of last year. Whatever, Wilson Phillips had some legitimate bangers. This included.
Yeah, it's just, you know. I'm not fucking going out of my way to hear Wilson Phillips, but
yeah,
they put in work. These are quality songs that I don't especially like, but we'll agree are good.
Yes.
Feeling very seen over there.
Yeah.
Yep, that's me. Another load of garbage. You found me.
Ah, the 2009 Salmonid Restorationist of the Year.
Also me.
Never actually seen it. I have heard great things about it.
It's good.
Yeah?
The soundtrack is good.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to see it at some point. I don't get out to the movies much these days, and my girlfriend does not really like Andy Samberg, so it has been hard to convince her to watch that.
Soundtrack's interesting because it's kind of a Lonely Island album, but because it's for this kind of fake Bieber-ish sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
a lot of it is written in that character, and so it's a different, like, it's a very different joke
right.
than the stuff they normally do, but also still sort of that. Of description to the playlist saying try not to add a bunch of duplicates and don't just clear out the whole playlist, but
I think that
just all that does is let people know that those two things are possible.
Yeah, I think that already happened.
It's just chaos. It can't be helped. You have to fight fire with fire when it comes to the playlist. Also, I don't know how often, like, this end pulls a fresh copy of the playlist.
Right.
To know what to play next. So as people make changes, I've definitely seen the changes populate immediately. But when we're out in the middle of nowhere and a song is already playing and data may be at a premium.
Yeah.
Or bandwidth, rather. Then I bet sometimes it just kind of sits on it. Now we're listening to Paul Wall.
Worst things have happened to me than having to listen to Paul Wall.
Paul Wall is somewhere making a grill for someone right now.
Literally all I remember about Paul Wall is that Paul Wall was involved in Brooke Hogan's, like, one of her songs or demos or something that she was doing when they were trying to make her into a pop star. Like, I think she guessed it, like, he guessed it on a track or something.
That sounds vaguely familiar now.
That is the grand sum of my Paul Wall knowledge.
Codeine and just be wasted on lean for all of E3.
Yeah, let's definitely do that as a new thing.
Yeah, that's
that
our
we've
new
never
thing.
Done before.
Yep.
That's a donkey.
Okay.
This town has donkeys in it.
Warm. I hit my limit.
That's fine. That song maybe went on a little too long anyway.
start the song out with the sounds of, like, drugs being smoked so that people understand where we're coming from. It's from a position of drugs being smoked.
How would you know what the sound of drugs being smoked sounded like?
I watched a documentary about cops.
Okay.
Busting people that are drug smokers.
Okay. All right. The right answer. Tiny airport over here also.
Yeah, a tiny airplane above it.
I bet there's drugs on that plane.
Yep. The San Martin Airport. We should have caught a flight from here. Just show up with bags and go, we need to get to LA right now.
Furthest we can take you is Fresno.
That works.
Just want to say to everyone in the chat, thank you for your efforts in trying to keep the playlist somewhat wieldy. I realize there are probably people in there trolling, doing dumb shit.
We wouldn't want that.
The wrong kind of dumb shit.
Okay, all
right. Not the right kind. So if you are doing that work, thank you. And if you're doing that other work, fuck off.
Yeah, you think that, I guess, you know, whatever. I guess no one ever uses it for this, because why would they?
But yeah.
I feel like Spotify's controls for collaborative playlists have never evolved. Either you let everyone do whatever they want to it, or you don't let anyone do anything to it but you.
The great political divide of our time.
Yeah, it seems like you should be able to set up rules like add only, no subtraction. No duplicates.
No full albums, for God's sake.
Yeah, no full albums. You know, giving users the ability to block tags they don't want to see in their Spotify playlists, like anime.
Or tags you only want to see in your playlist, like anime.
For example.
Vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
I feel like that's wrong 75% of the time.
But it probably was right 20 minutes ago.
Right.
Or something. That's why they have the button here so you can say, nope, not there. So that they, whatever robots they use to have that shit. And then you get points.
Ooh.
And then as you get points, you unlock new avatars for the map.
Cool, we gamified traffic. Awesome.
They did, they literally did.
Opinions on IHOP, rebranding, renaming into IHOB, International House of Breakfast.
Did they announce that that's what
that's
it actually
what they are doing?
I think that's... I've had some flatbread sandwiches in my time. Like, is it just some fucking dick in a fucking meeting room wearing a shitty suit? Looking at a, like a chart with the line going down. You're like, well, it's, come on, man. It's because people think we just have pancakes. People trying to eat healthier. So we got to rebrand. We got to let them know.
Exit right to exit 356, State Route 152 East 10th Street, Pacheco Pass Road.
Are we turning left? Is that right? Okay.
The fuck?
In 900 feet.
Man, y'all really...
on West 10th Street.
Y'all are going down a fucking path here, man. God. You have the power to end this. God.
One says to the other with a twinkle in her eye, see yon sleeping Scotsman so strong and handsome build.
It didn't have to be this way.
Nope.
They don't wear beneath the guild.
Ring the crowd loves it!
It's enough of that.
When I step up to the stage, see the curtain raise, I'm a baron, I've got someone to play. All the crowd are in the seats, looking straight at me for an answer. They just get what they see. They applaud in the ashes, locking the door till the matinee. So I get to know the cast, though it doesn't last.
Turn left on West 10th Street.
Nope, we're going to Gilroy Plaza Dental.
Ooh.
Continue straight for 15 minutes to State Route 152 East to I-5, Los Banos.
Los Banos.
All right, I've looked up the guy who is the chief marketing officer at IHOP.
Yeah.
Who would presumably be responsible for the brand shifts.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
Yep. Come on, pal! All right, buddy, we got to make some changes here because this pancake thing's not working out no more. We did some studies. We found people think we just have pancakes. This is going to be one of those fucking rebrands that lasts about another week, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Like one of those, like, stunty things where they're like, oh, we're just fucking with you. It's not going to be called The Shack. It's going to be called The Nail Place that opened after the Radio Shack went out of business.
We heard from our most valued consumers that, you really love the original brand, so we're bringing it back.
Yeah, totally. This is like, how do we get our fucking restaurant in any kind of news cycle?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't know, let's pretend to change the name. The Hut. It worked for The Hut.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do this, and just by virtue of people talking about it, it's going to lead to some amount of increase, because it's basically them getting free fucking advertising.
Reminding people that that is a restaurant chain that exists.
Here we are doing it right now. Literally fucking falling for it.
Yep. Well, it's not going to result in us eating at one, but...
No, I mean, it doesn't make me any more likely to eat at one than I was before, which was somewhat likely. Especially on this trip where we are going to a place that is near one. I ate at one during last
Easter.
That's
right. There is one that's right down the street. Fuck.
I ate there with Abby and Ben and Vinny, I think, last year. We're going to stop here at the...
It's like a song is trying to, like, break into the...
Oh, sorry, I turned on the radio.
Oh.
No. This place has cold beer and tamales.
Oh.
And here we are driving past it.
The two food groups.
Thank you.
actually going to have us connect up.
This leads to the 5, like, right around, I think it's like Los Baños.
Okay. Well, Los Baños is back that way, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, you're right. There are signs for Los Baños on the 5.
Yeah.
So this isn't too far after, like, the 580 or whatever.
So is this past, like, Livermore? 5.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this will lead us directly to the 5, so it'll be past Livermore. Past, like, probably past that Safeway plant that has the big wind
right. turbine. Right, okay.
Fruit Barn.
DZago17 asks, who is my favorite Dragon Ball character? I like Mr. Satan.
Still the right answer.
I know, like, very little about Dragon Ball in any context.
Well, let me tell you.
Mr. Satan seems pretty all right.
All right, Goku's an alien.
Uh-huh. A lot of them are aliens, aren't they?
No, you know, it's Goku and a handful of Earth people and another alien and another alien teaming together to fight foreign invasion.
Okay.
Goku's like a Superman type situation.
Yeah, he seems very powerful.
And also, like, he literally, like, landed on Earth and was raised by an Earthling.
Right.
So...
and looks enough Earth-like to pass.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's it. That's pretty much all you need to know.
All right.
Some truckers get smoked by aliens in that series.
Like space truckers or?
No, like earthly truckers.
Oh no.
Get murdered by fucking androids and aliens in Dragon Ball Z.
I do not like this violence done against my trucking brethren.
Yeah. Actually, no, you know what? There's a line of dialogue as the trucker's truck is blown up where he says, dude, my truck. So I guess he didn't technically get killed, but his truck sure did.
Is it in like an oh my car kind of delivery?
No, it's... no.
Okay.
It's more of a dude, my truck! That's just fantastic. Just a wonderful thing. This just popped up and said 35-minute delay.
Oh, no.
But not, like, here. I think it's just like, hey, somewhere near L.A., something happened.
Okay.
Not gonna listen to this Brandy song.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Now, Waka Flocka Flame.
Here we go.
Tiny horses. Tommy Tallarico becoming president of Intellivision and trying to bring that whole thing back.
I don't know.
My feeling is Tommy Tallarico probably has mortgage payments like anyone else, so whatever, get paid.
I think it's the guy who was kind of the head of Intellivision that was like originally one of the creators of the platform that kind of they got the rights to it back, and a handful of them were kind of just using it as IP to, you know, sell handheld or you know, like all-in-one systems and stuff like that.
Right.
And then he passed away.
Oh, okay.
And so this is the thing they're doing now, if I remember right.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, whatever this Resurrection is a fairly recent thing, I guess.
Yeah, but like Intellivision had been a company, had been, you know, putting out the weird at games little, you know, console units for a while. And I think anyone with any kind of IP rights like that saw all the NES Classic stuff and went, we could probably be making more money than we are.
Right.
Which I don't know that I agree, but they will certainly try. I don't want to listen to Walk a Flock of Flame.
How about MC Paul Barman?
Yes.
Is he still kicking around?
He just put out an album like a month ago.
Really?
Yeah.
You want me to leave the door open a crack?
He's really...
From the crack that I left it open.
He's gone deeper and deeper into check out how intricate these rhymes are. I'm not going to bother to put them on beat because of how intricate they are now.
Right.
How many hours did you...
He's a math rapper is what you're saying.
Kinda.
Like,
there's a beat, but he's just kind of doing his thing.
It's just sort of there.
Yeah.
You need a winter coat.
10 avocados for a dollar.
That coat is not warm enough.
And yet we drive on.
And it doesn't fit you anymore. That's a...
I mean, that's pretty cheap
coat
for avocados.
Yeah, it is.
Coat. It's winter now.
So that was when you cut out the middle man.
Yep.
The Gap is just around the corner. You want to go to the Gap? Oh, so what's cool then?
Farm to car avocados.
Put these avocados in your gas tank.
Do you have pubic hair yet? Fuzz? Did it get bigger yet? I noticed when I washed your underwear that there was a nocturnal emission in it.
Or are you using
your underwear to masturbate into now? Oh, if you don't want me to know, then you can start washing your own underwear. Yeah.
30 minutes to Santanella.
All right.
So have you had a girlfriend?
Lover's Lane.
Ooh.
What defines girlfriend?
What are you doing?
Did you kiss?
Sitting in this car.
You want to?
No.
No?
No.
I understand that I can't really give you permission to date. You would do it anyway. Dear friend, man, and that I don't shave. And I know there's a man in the house. Somebody needs to teach you how to shave. Look, you have a mustache.
Pineapples.
Are you growing a mustache? Because it's not a real mustache.
Garlic ice cream.
It's time for you to start shaving.
Nope.
You're too young for a straight razor. Once you start using a straight razor, it starts growing in thicker and thicker. You don't want to start shaving every day, do you?
Casa de Burrito.
That's my house.
Watch out.
You speak Spanish like you're fucking Tim Kaine.
Wanna get some of them tortillas?
¿Dónde está Lato?
Tacos for me, please.
More of a chimichanga kind of man.
Stop for steak!
No.
Casa de fruta!
Fruta, I don't think, means steak.
I don't think.
Stay to the left to State Route 152 East to I-5, Los Banos.
Ah, the Joseph A. Zanger Memorial Flyover.
Los Angeles.
My favorite stretch of road right here.
It's what one might call a real Zanger.
That's right. Oh, it's backed up all the way to the Zanger Flyover. Can't handle any more of that.
Ah, my phone. Oh, Foxtrot. I know this band. I think I've listened to him in like 8 years, but they're all right.
100 miles to Fresno.
Woo! Casa de Restaurant. I don't know about that.
Seems suspect. That seems like a front business. Where they find people that have summons or, you know, like outstanding warrants and send them things in the mail saying, you run a free dinner on this day and time only. Come on in. And then the minute you show up there, you get arrested. Here for my free pride.
Instead, you're arrested for check kiting.
Wouldn't be the first time. Phone and punch up Santanella and make sure that we aren't going to emerge on the wrong side of it.
Yes, sir.
Just want to double check.
Continue straight for 25 minutes to Volta Road.
We're gonna need to cut up a little tiny bit.
Okay.
But it's not that far off. So if we just went 33 straight to the 5, we would miss it. But if we take, what is this? The 33, I guess north. It goes north and it goes east.
Okay.
So if we take it north, that'll take us straight up.
So by the time we get to that,
one of those is just going to exacerbate the other.
It's true.
the fuck is this?
It's the Cheetah Girls.
Okay. See, now this is the kind of trolling I...
out here out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
A lot of people selling onions.
Onions and avocados.
A lot of avocado. I saw a sign back there that said $4.99 for a pound of almonds. It seems like a deal.
Yeah. Also, this seems like a not ideal place to grow almonds, given that I think you need a lot of water to grow almonds.
Yeah.
Also, this song Breakers would just take this long.
I think this is just... We're in that 3G territory.
Yeah. This feels like an area where you would go out to dump a body.
Yeah.
Like, there's a highway, so you can get here, but then you just walk, like, a little bit off, and there's just... It's just trees and hills and nothing.
Yeah. By the time everyone finds it, the animals will have done their work. Mm. All cursed.
Never thought to ask where that meat came from, did you?
Oh, it's fresh.
Hills. These French Canadian trucks.
Something.
You have an appointment, but yeah. Like, we don't have any
that's
streams.
Not to like, yeah, that's not to like 6 or something.
Insane marathon matches and then come to
E3. Yeah.
Thank you. coming up in the next 10 minutes or so. Moses W. asking, Alex, how do you feel about this year's list? It's garbage. It's hate it. It's terrible. I hate it. Everyone, I hate everything about it.
Everyone's terrible.
Nothing but trash guests.
Body of water like that.
Definitely, you can see some markers.
I guess it's not drought status anymore.
Yeah, I would say y'all got a bunch of rain like earlier this year, right?
Yeah, like the snowpack was pretty okay.
So at least it's not like dire.
Yeah. Kind of pulled us back from the brink a little bit. I was briefly thinking about watering my lawn this year. I've not watered my lawn in probably 5 years.
Is it dead?
No. No, it's... Parts of it definitely are dead.
Mm.
It works, but I have to go dig the sprinkler heads out because I just haven't done it in years. I'm sure there's been, had grass grow over them.
Turn it on and just start spewing blood.
Yeah, that also would not be a shock. Ooh-wee.
Oh, there we go. The jams have kicked back in.
Yes. going to be like an exit I'm going to take?
It's a left turn.
Okay.
Onto 33. And then... yeah, it looks like it'll just kind of put you right in there.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, it's like 33, the road that just goes through Santanelli.
I think it is.
Yeah.
You'll be there.
But this stop sign, and
yeah,
these trucks, this
is not ideal.
This is... Confused. Why did you do?
In 3.1 miles, turn left to I-5 south.
There's at least one person in this chat who knows exactly where we are and is commenting on the need for a stoplight at that junction.
Yeah, it could use it.
Thanks, Cocaine Moon. Good to know you're here with us.
Shut down strip clubs, trying to get fake gangs in the hardcore stories and stop picking my...
shut it down for a little bit when we get there. Grab a bite to eat. I'm going to use a bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Possibly more than once.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, you got room. There's nothing up here. Just a bunch of trucks. Starbucks probably has a bathroom.
Yeah.
So should I actually turn this off, or?
Yeah, go ahead and shut it down. All right. Grab some food, and we'll probably be back in half an hour or so.
Yeah, half an hour, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Bye, everyone.